This programme has learned the emissions cuts this morning will be met with threats of protests by hauliers, while farmers are concerned about the future of rural Ireland. Cian McCormack has more details for us now. Cian, let's start with the hauliers. They are already considering protests. What details do you have?
Well, Mary, the Irish Road Haulage Association will hold a meeting in the next fortnight to discuss protests on the back of the emissions recommendations. It says its members are already at breaking point because of rising fuel costs, driver shortages and the Northern Ireland Protocol. The mood of the drivers is one of concern and anger. Here's the association's president, Eugene Drennan.
I'm deeply concerned because we're at the higher end of the cuts. We've been labelled as a sector that is going to get the heavy cut. I'm not sure what it will be yet. It's not revealed. Very concerned because we cannot take any more. And we need support and we need help to get up and get greener.
You say you need support to go greener, but what's the mood amongst your members?
We've had enough. We're one of the few sectors of society that have worked our way and kept the country going during the shutdown. And because we've worked and paid our carbon, we're getting hit with more of it, our carbon tax, that is. We've had enough.
You've had enough. Would you protest?
Yes, we would if we have to. Because if we're going to be put out of business, our costs different ways. We're caught with something every week and our costs are at the highest level they have been ever in the history of transport.
When could we see these protests, Eugene?
We have a meeting in about 2 weeks' time, so we'll decide all that. But I know the mood out there is that we cannot take any more. With Northern Ireland Protocol, which is impinging on us last week, with carbon tax in the budget last week, the week before, we have a huge shortage of drivers, a lot of costs of fuel, and the AdBlue, which goes to the emission sector of fuel, is going to double. And our costs are astronomically high and failing to pass them on. People are refusing to take them in some sectors. So we have had enough.
Trucks on the streets, what way would it work? Is this before Christmas over the next couple of weeks?
We'll decide that in 2 weeks' time. We have a very big meeting planned. I would hope the olive branch has been held out to the government to come and talk to us or see us or communicate with us. But we cannot stand alone and take all these hits.
And that's Eugene Drennan, president of the Irish Road Haulage Association. Cian, farmers, they're angry. Will they take to the streets?
Well, Mary, they have in the past few weeks, but the Irish Farmers Association says it wants dialogue with government first. It says the carbon budget will have a serious impact on rural communities, especially if cuts end up being in the order of the 21 to 30% predicted and speculated about up to this point. Of course, those sectoral targets or ceilings we heard about earlier from Dr. Dermot Tourney, they still need to be set. But here's IFA President Tim Cullinan.
We're hearing consistently now from government that they want to revive rural Ireland. Well, they need to protect the people that are driving the industry in rural Ireland, and that is the farmers. And I am calling on the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach at this point in time to sit down with us, the people that represent farmers, and come up with a plan around this into the future.
Would farmers consider protests? Are you meeting, organising?
Yeah, I suppose, look, I always prefer to deal in dialogue. And obviously, there's a lot of very concerned farmers out there at the moment. I would prefer to be in a position that we can sit down with government first and see if we can come up with a proper plan around all of this.
So sit down first, dialogue first.
But look, if we need to take our people at all out on a protest, well, obviously that would happen. We had a very well-managed protest only 2 weeks ago, where we had protests right across the country in one day, ending up in Cork City, the home city of the Taoiseach, where we had over 5,000 people down there only 2 weeks ago.
Finally, Social Justice Ireland is concerned the most vulnerable in society could be impacted by the emissions cuts over the next decade. It says there's a need for social dialogue about the policy behind the carbon budgets. Here's Colette Bennett, economic and social analyst with Social Justice Ireland.
We saw after the 2008 crash that when austerity principles were imposed on people, when policy was imposed as opposed to generated by consensus or by some sort of dialogue, dialogue, if not consensus, that it was the most vulnerable that were hit over and over again. So we need to make sure that all sectors, because climate affects all sectors, it affects everybody. And in fact, it affects those on lower incomes, those in poverty the most. We need to make sure that everybody is involved in the decision making, in the policy dialogues.
That was Colette Bennett, economic and social analyst with Social Justice Ireland, there ending Cian McCormack's report.